And welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. I am Chef Tony, and this is Melissa, and we are here to discuss.
Today we are talking about batch cooking and why it can be helpful for you with meal planning.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good basically strategy or tool to mm-hmm. use when you're planning on meal planning and thinking ahead mm-hmm. of for what you're going to be doing for the week.
Right. And it's something that we as a family and parents, we have three small kids,
yep.
we do batch cooking.
Yeah.
And it definitely helps us every week with our meal planning and making sure that we are having consistent and healthy meals.
Yeah.
So let's start with, if you don't know what batch cooking is, let's talk about it, right? So what batch cooking means is basically you're going to have your meals that are planned, right? And you're going to select a specific day that you're going to cook those meals.
Yep.
That way, they're already done and they're already ready for you during the week to just reheat and enjoy.
Exactly.
So.
And I think that having that idea of what batch cooking is and moving forward with that as a possible strategy for you in your own meal planning journey is so helpful
mm-hmm.
in the sense of, like Melissa said, you're cooking everything in a day. You are going to basically have your meals for the entire week already ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to save that time, and ultimately it's going to really be a really efficient way
right.
to plan ahead.
Right. And that actually brings us to our first reason why it's like super helpful is that it helps efficiently use your time.
Yeah.
In the sense that you're specifically picking a block of time mm-hmm. every week that you're going to be cooking those meals. So you're using that time efficiently to get everything done so that during the rest of the week, you're not really having to worry about it.
Exactly. And that mm-hmm. means less stress on, oh, wait, I need to cook tonight. Oh, my God, mm-hmm. it's already getting so late. I'm just not really feeling it. You know what? Let's just go ahead and order it.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that ultimately at the end of the week, you're going to be utilizing the groceries that you're going to have. It's also going to really bring in mm-hmm. consistency, as like Melissa said, you're scheduling that time off and it's going to become more of a consistent mm-hmm. thing in your life.
Mm-hmm. And not only does it help with that sort of consistency, but because you're having to think ahead of time, you're getting your meals planned in the sense that, like, you're like, okay, this is how many meals I want, what I'm going to be cooking.
Right.
Selecting those recipes. So you're scheduling out when you're going to be planning, when you're going to have your shopping done, and then when you're going to be cooking. So it kind of sets you up for your whole week.
Exactly.
And then you just consistently follow through with that. And it definitely is helpful. And I would say that not only are we proof, but also the different clients that we have worked with who have also found it to be super helpful.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So consistency is another big one within why batch cooking is helpful. But another one that you touched on is that it can be really helpful with lowering your stress. Because
yeah.
I know as a business owner ourselves, right, and parents, like we said, of three young kids, it can get really hectic.
Oh yeah.
When you're trying to not only plan for like our business and for our kids like schedules throughout the day and all of that, but also having to then think about, oh my gosh, what are we eating? And
exactly.
We didn't, like, maybe it wasn't, maybe because we didn't pull meat from the freezer, or we didn't even get our shopping done yet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
stuff. So having everything planned out and getting yourself set on a schedule, it definitely helps.
Oh, yeah. It's a life changer mm-hmm. for sure. And with that, and with the planning ahead, you know, it really also gives you the idea of having a little bit more flexibility in what you're planning on cooking, your groceries that you're getting, as well as more variety.
Well, with the flexibility, the upside is like, because your meals are already done, if you have a really busy schedule, whether it's like, okay, I know for 3 or 4 nights a week, I'm going to be out really late for work. Yeah. And that way your family already has things to just heat. Or if you have all of these activities where it's stuff where you just need something quickly to pop in a microwave or in the oven and stuff just to reheat, you have that flexibility of adjusting what you're having what night. Mm-hmm. Because it's already done for you. Exactly. Even, and that's even if, like, for some nights within our batch cooking, we also will have, like, quick step ingredients that we can just throw something together. If we are like, okay, on this night, I'm going to have a little bit more time. And that's where that flexibility comes in.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, those are really good points to talk about when it comes to the flexibility of batch cooking and planning ahead, because at the end of the day, like you said, it really just comes down to if something ends up happening, if something pops up, if you end up being taken out of the house a little bit longer, you know that it's already done for you, and you know that you don't have to sit there and now conceptualize a dish when you're already like, oh my god, it's getting so late. So that's a huge benefit for sure.
Now, something that is super helpful with all of this, which, I mean, all of these are very helpful tips, but within batch cooking, because you're doing it once a week where you're getting all of your meals, or at least most of them, out of the way, and then you're just reheating them, you're spending less time having to cook throughout the week, which means that you can put that time to better use, whether it's for activities, spending time as a family, additional work,
right?
Or, you know, just doing something more enjoyable for yourself, because you've already set aside that time to cook and you've already taken care of it.
Exactly. So that's always a really good benefit too, because then you can see across the full week how it's saving you time. And at the beginning, I think it's going to be an adjustment period, like everything is. Everything has an adjustment period. But trading in that block of time that you schedule out to be able to do your batch cooking to then seeing how much more time you have in the rest of the week, it's going to be eye-opening.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like that opposite effect, because, you know, we have that, like, snowball effect of, like, okay, when you didn't do this, then this falls through, and then there's this, and then it kind of is.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the opposite, but the same, because it's still a snowball effect, but it's because you planned out your meals, you know you need these recipes, and then you know that you need these ingredients, and then you shop for them, and because you've done all of these things, you're like, okay, well, I already scheduled this time, so then I'm going to cook it. And because you've done that, you know that you're going to have meals every week. Exactly. As long as you continue with that. And one thing that I will say within this, because we have found batch cooking to be very helpful. Like we also said, we will throw in some quick step recipes and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, obviously we're chefs. We also will randomly cook just for the fun of it when we're experimenting with things. But the great things about having a meal plan is that it is completely customizable to you, your preferences, and your family.
Exactly. So if you are somebody who's really into fitness and you're looking to either bulk up or start cutting for competitions, you know, you can change how your recipes are going to be and how the meals are going to be for your own family. If you're just somebody who likes good food, good flavor of food, it's something that you could, you know, tweak to adjust to that specifically too. Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we have found that's really great within meal planning is that customizability. Oh my goodness.
Customizability, yeah.
What is it?
Customizability.
I was like, what? Oh man. But it's it's great. And I think that we can all get caught up on like, oh, but I have to follow this specifically, right, or I have to do this. But the great thing is that it's, with a few changes, it makes it kind of a perfect fit for you.
Yeah.
And that's something that we love doing. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, batch cooking sounds like it could be helpful, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Ask us questions because we're here to help.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the great things about cooking too, is mm-hmm. that you can customize just about anything as you're working with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do it, the more you practice and try and change, the more confidence you're going to have to being able to do it on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps you, as you practice things like this, it helps you grow that muscle to also getting it to where it's just second nature.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's all about starting and continuing.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of 100% Fresh. We would love to hear from you in the comments. We'd love to hear if you have any questions. We'd love to answer mm-hmm. them. And if you are interested in joining an active Facebook community, you can find us at
Meal Planning for Busy Parents on our Facebook group. And we'd love to see you there. Yeah. And if you're looking for a meal plan course or help with meal planning, we are going to be launching something pretty cool in the new year.
Absolutely. So we're really excited about that. Some really big changes coming with that, and more opportunity to being able to work one-on-one with a lot of different people. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to catch you in the next episode or on our Facebook group. Until then, keep it 100% fresh.